So as we often say on this program, there's doing it by the numbers, and then there's sort of figuring out what the humanity, the humanitarian issues are in our analysis of the economy each day. You may or may not know that the government, the federal government, has been using the same formula to calculate poverty rates since 1955. Many people think it's outdated. Maybe it is. But the government is on a way to implementing a brand new formula for calculating poverty rates, and it may have an impact, an unintended impact, on the elderly. More than 7 million folks over the age of 65 may fall under the poverty line if this recalculation goes through. And Dolores Miller, who we welcome back to the program here in New York City. Good morning, Dolores.
Yes, good morning.
Now, these recalculations, all this sort of changing of the numbers, increases your worry and your struggles in your own home, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Describe your situation right now for us, if you could.
Yes, well, I'm a GLBT senior, and I am a lesbian. It's still difficult for me to be out, but anyway, I am.
Well,
and
go for it there, Dolores. You're out now.
I certainly am. And I find myself in a situation, because I don't have too many coins, and I find myself in a situation, well, the landlord's been trying to get me out of my apartment, and it was in the court system, the case for 2.5 years, and he was trying to get me out on succession rights.
And it means that because your partner is...
She passed away.
Right, she passed away, and she's a same-sex partner as opposed to your spouse...
Yes.
The landlord can actually evict you from the home.
Yes, our laws, our city, our state, our government, the laws do not protect us.
Does it surprise you, and you're how old?
I'm 74, almost 75.
Does it surprise you that the federal government might jigger with the calculation for poverty and you would end up being on top of everything else, poor as well?
Well, I don't really feel I need to hear the calculations. I'm quite aware of it because of things that are happening to me. And when you find it's difficult to make ends meet, well, yes, they do need figuring out. I think they need a much closer look at these calculations. Yes.
Dolores Miller, the clock is ticking here. When are you out of your apartment?
I'm scheduled to be evicted next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday. Sam Roberts is New York Times urban affairs correspondent for our partner, the New York Times, of course. Sam, good morning.
Good morning, John.
How does this recalculation and all these sort of administrative details sort of illustrate the notion that you've covered, that seniors are really struggling in this economic environment right now?
Well, as Dolores said, you don't need the government to tell you when you're poor or not. But one of the things about this new calculation, and it's inspired in large part by the Bloomberg administration's adoption of it a couple of years ago, is that it will give us a better idea of who is officially poor. As the mayor says, as Pat Moynihan used to say, if you can't measure it, you can't manage it. Unfortunately, the government has no intention of changing the official poverty line, the one that is, as you say, based on figures that are 40 or 50 years old, but this will give a much better idea of who is actually poor, realistically poor. It will deduct things from the threshold, like food stamps, like tax credits. It will add things to the threshold, like commuting costs, daycare, out-of-pocket medical expenses, a particular burden for the elderly.
Okay, so Sam, let me stop you there. Does that mean that people like Dolores Miller are then going to be eligible for all kinds of services that are going to help them out?
Unfortunately not, because eligibility and funding for the states will not change on the basis of that, at least not officially, because there'll be winners and losers, and politicians in Washington don't like to acknowledge that.
So you've got an eviction next Wednesday, Dolores Miller.
Yes, that's correct.
And you're just basically caught in the middle. You're just a number here in the middle.
I'm just a number in the middle, and I am terrified. Terrified. And I'm a pretty strong person, but regarding others in the same scenario who are, shall we say, not quite as strong, perhaps frail in mind or body or spirit, God help them.
And you know people like that, right?
Oh, yes.
Sure. And what about your family? Are they a backstop?
I have no family. I have a cousin in Vermont who's rather frail himself, and so I really have to. I mean, I do have family, my cousin, of course, but I have no other family.
Sam Roberts, what are the numbers here? How many? We said, perhaps 20 million people, but how many people are possibly in Dolores' situation facing these kinds of deadlines without, a clear address to take her concerns?
Well, a lot of people, and a lot more than we would ordinarily think. Of course, measuring poverty is a very subjective judgment, but if you look at the numbers nationally, by one estimate, more than half of all Americans will be below the poverty threshold at least a year during their lives. And if we apply this new measure, which is a much more realistic and relevant measure, the number of people in poverty is likely to go up in specific categories, particularly the elderly, because they've got those out-of-pocket medical right. expenses, and also the working poor.
So, Dolores Miller, before we go, 2, 3, 4 years ago, things were looking pretty good, eh?
Well, not really. My partner passed away, so things were not looking too good.
But did you expect you would be in this situation sort of at the end of the day, end of the line?
No, I did not. I never expected my country to take away my home. I thought it happened in other countries. I thought I never, and I had a good case. I had a very, very good case, and the opposing attorney made a huge offer for me to leave my home.
All right,
home.
Well, Dolores, we're going to put the takeaway on this case. Dolores Miller, you sit tight. Good luck to you between now and next Wednesday. Sam Roberts, New York Times Urban Affairs correspondent, thanks so much for helping us out with this.
Thank you.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.